On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, 7 o'clock on a Thursday evening. A very good evening to you. Thanks to Darren Mutu for another excellent 98 Not Out show for the last hour. And for the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour. Playing that one because yesterday morning we heard the sad news that actor Richard Roundtree had left us at the age of 81. He starred in the iconic Shaft movies in the 1970s, and that tune was of course the theme from the original Shaft movie by the great Isaac Hayes.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, as always, we begin with the roundup of the games from the last week, starting off with the National League. And on Saturday, Southend United were at home to Solihull Moors, who started the day in third place and have been in fine form so far this season. It was a rather special day at Roots Hall because the club's prospective new chairman, Justin Rees, and members of his consortium were there watching for the first time, and they must have been delighted with what they saw, because Southend beat Solihull 5-0. Incidentally, John Benton, midfielder who was released by the Shrimpers at the end of last season, was making his debut as a second-half substitute for Solihull, having joined them from National League South Aveley, where he had been since the start of this season. As for Southend, Daniel Carnu, 18-year-old Charlton Athletic lone striker, had an absolutely memorable afternoon, scoring four goals. Nor Husin got the other one, which was a really good goal. I've seen it online. But Carnu was the real star of the show, and he became the first Southend player since one Richard Cadet back in 1985 to score four league goals in a match. That was in a game back in the 1985-86 season in the old fourth division, by the way. Southend were at home again on Tuesday night when they beat Ebbsfleet United 3-0. Ollie Coker, Gus Scott-Morris and Jack Wood were the scorers, and the Shrimpers are now in 14th place in the league. Dagenham and Redbridge, meanwhile, beat Woking 2-1 for much-needed 3 points on Saturday at Victoria Road, which took them out of the relegation zone. Jake Hessenthaler gave the Daggers the lead on 25 minutes, and Rhys Grego Cox equalised for the Surrey side 4 minutes later, but in the third minute of injury time at the end of the second half, Idiefi Yong, just as the game looked as though it was heading for a draw, popped up with a late winner to give Ben Streven's side all 3 points. And they were back in action at the Chigwell Construction Stadium on Tuesday night, and were hoping for more of the same against Boreham Wood, but on this occasion it wasn't to be. Idiefi Yong scored once again to give Daggers the lead after 20 minutes, but goals from Sass Davis, Underlove and Sousa ensured the final score was Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Boreham Wood 3. So the Daggers, after Saturday's win, took them out of the relegation zone. Have dropped to 19th, so still out of the drop zone, but only 2 points above it. Elsewhere, Chesterfield remain top. They had a thumping win against York City, 4-0 winners on Tuesday night. Barnet, Bromley, Solihull Moors, Altrincham, Halifax and Aldershot all in the playoff spots. The bottom four currently are Oxford City, Kidderminster Harriers, AFC Fylde and Maidenhead. They have slipped to the bottom of the table, having won only two of their first 17 matches. Meanwhile, in the National League South, Saturday's matches saw Aveley host Truro City Parkside, and Harry Gibbs scored for the Millers just before half-time, and just as it looked as though they were going to grab all 3 points, Truro equalised 6 minutes injury time at the end of the match, so the Millers had to settle for a point. Another side who had to settle for a point, but Chelmsford City, who travelled to Slough Town on Saturday, and that match finished 0-0. Braintree Town, meanwhile, they beat Western Supermare on Saturday at Cressy Road, 2-0 the scoreline. Aaron Blair and Will Davis, who scored for the penalty spot, both scored in the second half. And the Iron One again on Tuesday night, 2-0 at Hemel Hempstead Town, with Davis scoring both. And Braintree are up to 13th after going 7 games unbeaten. Also, Chelmsford were in action at Melbourne Park on Monday night. Struggling Dover Athletic were the visitors, but they could only manage a 3-3 draw. Mo Bettimer from the penalty spot, Cameron James and Naylor with an own goal were the Chelmsford City scorers. So looking at the table as it stands. Yeovil Town now 4 points clear at the top. Bath, Maidstone, Taunton, Torquay, St Albans and Farnborough are in the playoff spots. Avely have dropped out now, and they are down to 10th place, just behind Chelmsford City, both of those sides on 20 points, but Chelmsford have scored one more goal, so it's very tight, although Avely do have a game in hand over the Clarets. Braintree, as I say, up to 13th after a fine run of form, which has seen them unbeaten in their last seven. They have won four, drawn six, and lost three so far. The other end of the table, Slough, Dover, Welling, and Havelock and Waterlooville, the sides currently in the drop zone.
I'm John Charmy, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
That's a brand new song from Delta Goodrum, and that's called Back to Your Heart. You're listening to Brentwood and Billy Ricky's Phoenix 98 FM. It's coming up to 7:15 on a Thursday night. It's the non-league hour, and I'm John Chubb. So continue our look back at the games from the last week. We're going to focus on the Isthmian Premier League now. And Hornchurch, the league leaders, beat Bognor Regis Town 4-1 on Saturday. Brace from Liam Nash and goals from Ryan Scott and recent signing Femi Akinwande gave the Urchins all 3 points at Bridge Avenue. Meanwhile, Billericay Town, they're going well at the moment, and they beat Hastings United 2-0 at New Lodge, thanks to a second-half brace from Matt Johnson. Meanwhile, Canvey Island led twice in their away match at Wingate and Finchley, but despite Mason Hall giving them a 13th-minute lead and Luke Deslandes putting them 2-1 up 4 minutes into the second half, the home side ended up winning 6-2. Two of those goals coming from former Grays Athletic striker Anointed Chukwu. Meanwhile, Hashtag United travelled to the East Kent coast to take on Margate, and the game finished in a 1-1 draw. Misha Jamali put the tags ahead after 21 minutes, and they led for most of the match before Margate scored an equaliser 3 minutes into injury time at the end of the second half, so it finished 1-1. Meanwhile, Concord Rangers continue to struggle. They were beaten 3-1 at home by Chatham Town on Saturday. Simo Mbonkwe was the scorer of the Beach Boys' consolation goal. Monday night saw Hashtag United back in action. They faced second place Chatham Town at Len Salmon Stadium, and they finished in a 1-1 draw. Veteran Greg Halford put the tags in the lead 5 minutes into the second half before Chatham levelled 13 minutes from time, and it finished 1-1 there. And on Tuesday night, Billericay Town were back in action at New Lodge with Enfield Town, the visitors, and Jack Patmore was down there watching that one for us.
Billericay Town and Enfield Town had to settle for a point apiece in a tightly contested 1-1 draw. Billericay's Alfie Truly broke the deadlock with an eye-catching opener before the visitors equalised moments later through Sam Youngs from the spot. Inside 5 minutes and the Blues began to stamp their authority on proceedings. George Wynn drove down the right-hand side with purpose before his cross fell to Truly, but he wasn't able to poke home. Gary McCann's side continued to carve out chances against an Enfield side that fell to a 4-0 defeat to Lewis on Saturday. Moses Emmanuel's driven strike was met on the line by a goal line clearance from a visiting defender. Despite Billericay's dominance, the Towners thought they'd open the scoring on 26 minutes. It looked like the ball was heading into the net from Dylan Adjei-Hersey's effort, but it rattled the post and went straight into the hands of a grateful Dan Wilkes. The home side were pushing for the first goal of the evening, and it came in spectacular fashion as Truly's strike from outside the box flew into the top corner. This lead didn't last for long though, as Enfield equalised 2 minutes later. Blues defender Ryan Henshaw gave away a penalty for a shove on a visiting forward. Young subsequently stepped up and dispatched. Billericay came close just before the 70-minute mark as Aaron Pollock had a free header from a powerful Bradley Stevenson delivery, but he wasn't able to guide his header onto the target. Blues had a few half chances in the closing stages, but it wasn't enough to secure a late winner.
So, Billericay having to settle for a point on that occasion. They're still going very well and they're up to third place in the lead in the league. But Hornchurch strengthened their position even further on Tuesday night as they faced Folkestone Invicta at Bridge Avenue. And for the second game in succession, they scored 4 goals in a 4-2 victory. They were scored by Nathan Bertram Cooper, Adi Yusuf and Femi Akinwende, who scored twice in the final 11 minutes to give the Urchins a 4-2 victory. So Steve Morrison's men, they're now 8 points clear of second-placed Chatham Town at the top of the table, looking very good indeed, having won 10 of their 12 games so far. They've drawn the other two, and they're the only unbeaten side left in the Isthmian Premier. Elsewhere, Canvey Island dusted themselves down after their heavy defeat at Wingate and Finchley on Saturday, hosted Cray Wanderers at Park Lane and helped themselves to a 2-1 victory thanks to goals from Mason Hall and Bradley Satch. And there was a victory, only the second one of the season for Concord Rangers as they travelled to fellow strugglers Haringey Borough. And Ricky Modest scored the only goal of the game for the Beach Boys on 56 minutes to give them a much-needed 1-0 victory. So Concord now on 6 points above Haringey, who just have the one win so far. And they're on four. The other sides in the relegation zone are Cray Wanderers and Kingstonian. Meanwhile, on to the Isthmian North. And there was a new man in charge at Brentwood Town on Saturday, as discussed on last week's programme. And it was Keith Rowland in the home dugout at the Brentwood Centre Arena for the first time after replacing Craig Shipman in the Brentwood Town hot seat as manager. They hosted Heybridge Swifts on Saturday, but Swifts scored the only goal of the game late on through Lee Noble. So Steve Tilson's side took all 3 points, and Rowland began his reign with a defeat. Heybridge in third place now in the table. Elsewhere, Basildon United aside in fine form at the moment. They beat Enfield by 2-0. Kai Brown, the scorer of both of those. And it was first versus second as of the start of play on Saturday, as Bales and Pitsy, who had moved up to second, faced tabletoppers Lowestoft Town. I mean, Suffolk, but home side 1-2-0. And Maldon Tiptree hosted Goulston, and the Jammers had a new face in their lineup. Milton Oney, who's only 17, made his debut for the Jammers as a second half substitute after joining on loan from Colchester United. And his new side won 2-0, Lewis Britton scoring 2 goals in the first half. Meanwhile, honours were shared at Wadham Lodge, where Walthamstow drew 1-1 with Grays Athletic. Damaray and Adike put Stowe ahead on 61 minutes. David Knight equalised for struggling Grays 2 minutes from the end. And Tuesday night's action saw Brightling Sea Region pick up a 2-1 win at Bury Town, thanks to goals from Manny Ogunrinde and Kojo Penzing. Redbridge, they suffered a comprehensive defeat at Felixstowe, and Walton United, who are now in second place behind the Lowestoft. Felixstowe won that one by 4-0. And there was a second win in the space of 4 days for Heybridge Swifts, who beat Goulston 2-1 at Scraley Road. Rosswall and Sam Park were the scorers for Swifts. So Lowestoft remain top, 1 place ahead of Felixstowe and Walton. Heybridge Swifts now up to third. Bowers and Pitsy dropped to fourth. And Basildon United, the surprise package perhaps so far this season, they are in fifth place, but they're in decent form. So they're certainly on the right to be there. Brightling Sea Region is 6th place. Walthamstow 7th. Redbridge 8th. Brentwood Town drop a place to 9th. After that defeat on Saturday. Maldon Tiptree are now 10th, Whittam 15th, and Grey still in the relegation zone, and one of only two sides still to pick up a win, along with the bottom club, Stowmarket Town. And finally, in the Isthmian League Cup, otherwise known as the Velocity Trophy, saw one tie on Tuesday night, where Walthamstow hosted Basildon United. Matt McDowell gave Stowe an early lead in only the 6th minute. Lewis Dewberry equalised for the Bees 16 minutes from time. It finished 1-1, but Basildon went through. They won 4-2 on penalties. Meanwhile, there was a very impressive win in the Southern League Division 1 Central for Waltham Abbey on Saturday. They travelled to AFC Dunstable, and after 55 minutes, they were 5-0 up. 4 of those goals coming from Sam Shaban, Benjamin Baker scoring the other one. Dunstable rallied and scored 2 late goals, but Abbey held out for a 5-2 victory, and they are now in third place in the Southern Division 1 Central behind the leaders Bedford Town and second place North Lee. Just below them in the playoff spots are Ware and Cirencester Town, the latter of whom they will be hosting this weekend. So we're going to take a look at steps 5 and 6 very shortly.
Spend some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Brandy music from Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. That's Bauhaus Staircase. So to conclude our roundup of last week's results, we move on to non-league steps 5 and 6. And at the weekend, it was the FA Vars first round proper. And Mayhem Baker of the Thurlow Under Division 1 South had the easiest passage of all the local sides involved, because they were drawn away to Norwich United, who have withdrawn from the all from the competition and from all football, I believe. So May and Baker have been given a bye straight through to the second round proper, where they will host White Ensign of the Essex Senior League, who won 1-0 in their tie against Wormley Rovers at Burroughs Park on Saturday. Another side through from the Essex Senior League are Saffron Walden Town, who hosted Long Melford and scored 3 without reply. Walden are at home to Holbury Sports, who travelled to Potton United and won their tie by 3-1. Another side going through are Tilbury, who won 3-0 at Salbridgeworth Town. Tilbury at home to Tring Athletic at the next stage. And Housley Town of the Essex Senior League hosted Stanway Pegasus from the Thurlow. And Stanway won 5-4 on penalties after the match finished 2-2. And they will host Barkingside in the next round, who beat Framlingham Town 3-2. Cockeshall Town are out of the competition. They lost 1-0 at Downham Town. Great Wakering Rovers through. They travelled to St Neots Town and drew 2-2, and they won the resulting penalty shootout 4-2. They will host Downham Town in the next round. Meanwhile, Frenford are at the competition, beaten 2-1 by London Lions. No such problems for Athletic Newham, who hosted Staplehurst Monarchs. They scored 5 without reply to secure a second round tie away to Wembley. Sporting Bangor United, where they travelled down to Sussex to take on New Haven. And after a 1-1 draw, New Haven won the penalty shootout 4-2. There was one time Sunday which saw Woodford Town from the Essex Senior League travel to Dunstable Town and win 2-1. Woodford will travel to London Lions in the next round. And also Romford, they will be at home to Crawley Green. Those ties are due to be played on the weekend of Saturday, the 11th of November.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
So there were only a few Essex Senior League games on Saturday as a result of many sides being involved in the VARs. But the ones that did take place were the game between Buckhurst Hill and Stanway Rovers, which Rovers won 3-0. Also, it finished Romford 3, Takeley 4. And in the other game, it finished Ilford 1, Barking 5. In the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted hosted Harpenden Town. That match was actually abandoned. Stansted still struggling in that league. They are 18th out of 20 at the moment. Just finishing off a roundup of Step 5 and 6, looking at the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. Saturday saw Benfleet beat North West London 1-0. It finished Clapton Community 3, Enfield Borough 1. Dunmow Town, the leaders 3, May and Baker 2. Harlow Town scored 6 against Burnham Ramblers without reply. Finished Newbury Forest 1, Hoddesdon Town 5. Parkview 1, Brimsdown 2, Southend Manor 4, Hackney Wick 3, St Margaretsbury 8, Basildon Town 3 and Tower Hamlets 1, Hutton 0. And there was a game on Tuesday night which saw North West London score a 4-2 victory at home to Parkview. So Dunmow, Town were 6 points clear at the top of the league on 37 points, and they have a game in hand over second-placed Harlow Town. They're followed by Benfleet, Clapton Community and Hutton. Meanwhile, in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, focusing on the Essex sides there, Harwich and Parkston continued their good form. They beat FC Peterborough 3-1. Wivenhoe Town picked up a win as well on Saturday, winning 2-1 at Hull Beach United. One game on Tuesday night saw Stanway Pegasus host Harwich and Parkston, and it finished 2-2. Holland are still top on 38 points. Stanway Pegasus second on 35. Although they've got 2 games in hand on them. Harwich and Parkston 2 points behind them on 33. Both them and Pegasus have played 16 games. Framlingham Town and Great Yarmouth Town just behind them. Looking further down the table, it's Wivenhoe Town currently in 11th place.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
We're going to start our look at the weekend's fixtures after we've heard a classic from Paul Skaggs. This is Lowdown.
We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So, on, sir, the fixtures coming up during the coming week. In the National League on Saturday, Southend United will be hoping to carry on their good form. They travel to Boreham Woods. And Ebbsfleet United, who Southend beat on Tuesday night, they are hosting Dagenham and Redbridge on Saturday. In the National League South, meanwhile, it's Chelmsford City at home to fourth place Taunton Town on Saturday. Avely, they travel to St Albans City, who are currently in sixth place. And probably the toughest task of all will be for Braintree Town, who travel to league leaders Yeovil Town. All of those are 3 p.m. kickoffs. There's a game on Monday night at Melbourne Park as well. Chelmsford City, they host Woking, not Woking, Worthing, with a 7:45 kickoff. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian Premier League on Saturday, a depleted fixture list due to some teams being involved in the FA Trophy, and struggling Cornwall Rangers host leaders Hornchurch at the Aspects Arena. The other local side involved are Hashtag United. They travel to Enfield Town. And both of those have 3 o'clock kickoffs. Also on Saturday in the Isthmian North, it's Bowes and Pitsea versus Brentwood Town. Witham travel to Goulston. Grays Athletic host Felixstowe and Walton United, currently in second place. Heybridge Swifts are home to Walthamstow. And Maldon Tiptree host the bottom club Stowmarket Town. All of those 3 o'clock kickoffs. There is one tie in the Velocity Trophy third round this week, which is the Isthmian League Cup. That's on Tuesday night at New Lodge, Billericay Town. They have been drawn at home to Bowers and Pitsea. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey are at home to Cirencester Town, another side in the playoff spots. That's 3 p.m. at Kappa Shots. Two of our local sides were involved in the FA Trophy first round proper this weekend. Billericay Town of the Isthmian Premier League, they host Bury Town from the Isthmian North. And another Isthmian North side, Redbridge, they have an away tie against bottom side in the Isthmian Premier League, Haringey Borough. I'm going to finish off our roundup of the fixtures very shortly after we've heard the great new song from Duran Duran. This one's called Black Moonlight.
Into the black.
Having a Ball with Keith Ball on Phoenix FM. Big band, swing, jazz and special guests. Having a Ball every Saturday morning 10 till 12 only on Phoenix FM.
I'm having a ball on a good old town tonight.
So, rounding up our preview of the fixtures for the forthcoming week, let's take a look at the Essex Senior League. First of all, Friday night at Ashton Playing Fields, Woodford Town entertain FC Clacton. Saturday sees Athletic Newham host Saffermorden Town, Barking versus Housted Town, Cogshall Town face Romford, Great Wakering Rovers are at home to Stanway Rovers, Holbridge Sports face Tilbury, Little Oakley host Buckhurst Hill, Sporting Bury United versus Fremford, Takeley take on White Ensign, and it's West Essex versus Ilford. And then on Tuesday night, as a few goes, Buckhurst Hill versus Fremford, FC Clacton against Saffermorden Town, and Holbridge Sports will be taking on Ilford. Meanwhile, also in Step 5, Stansted have a couple of games coming up this week. Saturday, I travel to Potton United, and Tuesday night, they have a home match against Real Bedford. And finally, in the Furlough Nun Division 1 South, there's a couple of games this Friday night. If you fancy a bit of Friday night football, both of them at 7:45. Basildon Town will be hosting Dunmo Town at Rookery Hill, the league leaders. May and Baker have a home fixture against Brimsdown. And Saturday sees Barkingside versus Margaretsbury, Bernard Ablers versus Clapton, Cannerswood versus Parkview, Hackney Wick against Hoddesdon Town, Northwest London versus Clapton Community, Southend Manor versus Hutton, and Wembley Rovers against Newbury Forest. There's one game on Tuesday night, the 31st, 7:45 at South Church Park. Southend Manor are the hosts against Burnham Ramblers. And there's some games on Wednesday as well. Barkingside will be hosting Clapton Community. Brimsbane at home to Hoddesdon, Clapton versus North West London, Hutton are at home to Newbury Forest, and Parkview versus Enfield Borough. All of those have 7:45 kickoffs. And meanwhile, in the Furlough Nun Division 1 North, some games involving Essex sides on Saturday. Holland, the leaders, travel to Hull Beach United. Stanway Pegasus have an away fixture against Leiston under-23s. And also Wivenhoe Town in action on Saturday. They host Haverhill Rovers. All of those have 3 o'clock kickoffs. So that's just about it. Enjoy yourself if you're going out to watch a game during the forthcoming week or so. And best of luck to all of our local teams this week. I'm not going to be here on Saturday. Andy Gardner is going to be in the chair for Phoenix Sports between 3 and 6 p.m. I hope you'll join him. He'll have updates on everything that's going on with plenty of good music in between as well. I should be back next Thursday, though, 7 to 8 p.m. with another edition of the Non-League Hour. Coming up next after me, it's Gareth Williams with Bumper to Bumper. And I'm going to leave you now with David Bowie and Golden Years. Thanks for listening and a very good night to you.
Taking you nowhere. Angel,
come up, baby.
Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come up, baby.
There's my faith in lost, that's all. Hopes I'm begging you, save a little soul. They loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
4 o'clock and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. My sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, you've got to get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years. Life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's going to touch you in these golden years.
Go.
Go.
Yes.
my sister. Show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister. Ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture. Let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.